Blog Talk Radio.
Going on in the news and everything, so we'll get right to it. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, brother. Hanging in there. Same here for South Central Texas. It's been pretty nice the last few days. A lot cooler. The mornings are almost enjoyable.
Right.
Pretty nice, man. A lot of stuff going on.
Yep. I heard there was some voting fraud caught up in Texas, and I was reading it early, just before we got on the show, as a matter of fact. And there's a county commissioner up there was caught harvesting some ballots, and actually caught Omar and the same thing over the weekend. I don't know if you heard about that. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Well, that was a little bit different. That was ballots for cash, and that's felonious.
Yep, and that's illegal as hell. So we're going to see what happens to her on that, you know, and everything. And now they come up with the Trump's tax returns again, you know, so it's like a big deal, you know. So,
since that's the last thing you said, let's touch on that, and then we'll slide over to something
all right.
Buzzing on me. All right, so, okay, people. Now, President Trump is a billionaire. Now, he's probably got 30, 40, 50 people working for him on his payroll that their job, their only reason for existence on the planet is to find him legal ways to keep his money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? There's not a business in the world that doesn't do that. Those of us in the private world that can do it will do the same thing. There's nothing illegal about it whatsoever.
Nope.
And I'd like to reiterate, I mean, if you don't like it, change the law. But
right.
I'd like to reiterate one thing that I've said a thousand times on here. I'm going to say it again. I could really give a flying fuck less about a billionaire who became president tax returns, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? He's had a, for the last 3.5 years, he's gotten a colonoscopy by the FBI, Democrat Senate Commission, House Commission, the yada, 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 on and on, nonstop. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If you can take that kind of colonoscopy for 3.5 years by the FBI, you're clean. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't find anything. But I will tell you what I really, really, really would like to see, and I really think what the American people have a right to see, especially with all the corruption that's been exposed, is I want to see the tax returns for these congressmen and senators making $170,000 a year that have become mega millionaires since going to Washington, D.C. What are we looking at? What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, you know, and it's like, you know, who, like you said, who cares? They're griping because only $750 was paid 11 years. Well, what they didn't mention was it was $750,000. You know, they're making a big deal. And like you said, there was nothing illegal in there. I looked at it. I seen it. I read it. It was all legal, but they're still having a fit. And the thing is, this came from New York Times. They pull this shit every year. Every year they pull this shit on the map.
I mean, you know, if you believe in anything you get from the mainstream media at this point in time, you've got serious problems that Joseph and I can't help you with. You're going to have to get some serious psychological help for your Trump derangement syndrome. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's really not nothing we can do for you at this point. Now, hey, Joe, let me ask you.
Okay.
It's been blaring all over the news today. I don't care where you flip to. The governor of Virginia has tested positive for COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden met with him 2 or 3 days ago. Now, what do you think the chances are of old slow Joe coming down with COVID-19 and backing out of the debate?
That was debated. Yeah, we've been debating on that on Twitter all day today. I mean, we got bets going that he's not going to show up, and he's already thrown hints that, you know, Pelosi was correct in him not going to the debates and everything. But now he doesn't want to go in and take the drug test. Well, what's he afraid of? Why won't he take the drug test? Why won't anybody go after him on that?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because if they do, and I don't know what drugs they give for dementia, but they will find him. They will find him full of Adderall.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, come on, man. The guy just said he was elected to the Senate 180 years ago. His word.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, not only that, then he goes, you know, but Jill Biden comes out publicly and said, you know, we got to be careful because Joe had 3 mini strokes. Well, if that was true and he had 3 mini strokes, he doesn't need to be running any country, period.
Well, and let's get back to that, man. And
I agree with you, Flycatch. We got folks in there in our regular audience, but Flycatch, I agree with you. It's just a distraction, is all it is.
Well, you know exactly, you have to be dumber than the box of rocks, okay? I've got several friends that are in the medical field. Quite a few of them are doctors, and they have all said that he is either suffering the onslaught of senility or dementia, and most of those think it's dementia. But the point I'm going to make now, ladies and gentlemen, is Biden, they're just, and you know what? You're going to laugh at me, Joseph, but I almost feel sorry for Joe Biden.
Right.
I really do.
Well, they are abusing him.
Let me finish. This man is addled, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not there. They're using him as a face to try to get the White House back. The man is absolute. I mean, if you can't see it, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's horrible, but both of them have, Joe and Harris, have both come out and said the Harris Biden
administration. Right.
They are
giving
him nothing but for a face to put Harris in the White House, who is one of the absolutely most radical
leftists. And also, not to mention. Not to mention too, it's like Flycatch just mentioned. You know, Biden came out and said he attended Delaware State University, but Delaware State University said nope, he never attended. I mean, what more proof do you need that he's, you know, unfit? You know, but you're correct. Last week they let it slip. Well, if Joe Biden is unfit, they're going to, you know, after a month he is sworn in, gets to come in and be president. Well. About 3 days ago, she just introduced Barack Obama, that he's going to be going on her tours with her to get speeches. Hello?
Yeah? Yep.
Hey, what you doing, young lady?
Oh, I'm just listening in. Well, I mean, honestly, I don't think Biden's going to make tomorrow. I think it's going to be... It's going to be a shit show, just like what's been going on. I mean, it's insanity. Everything I've seen so far, even here, even in North Carolina right now, okay? There's a lawsuit right now going on in North Carolina. All this ballot harvesting that's coming out, I mean, it's already proven that it's, you know, a clusterfuck, you know, pretty much FUBAR. And I think, honestly, it's going to be put to a stop. They're attacking, you know, ACB. Because she's Catholic, they are actually attacking this woman based on her religion. I'm telling you, these people are not hiding their colors. They're not hiding them at all. I think it's going to be a big blow up tomorrow. I don't think Biden's going to show. I think they're pumping him, you know, like Gunny said, probably with Adderall, but he's definitely got methamphetamines going through him. There's no doubt in my mind.
Right.
The man definitely, he's got... So he has dementia, but they're able to control it with the medications. I would request, me personally, the hell with the urine, because you can always taint urine. I would want the man to give a full CBC and a swab, because you do it inside of a swab in the mouth, it will actually kill. You can take it back to 6 months or more, just like in the military. Mm-hmm. They take a piece of hair, you can go back a couple years. I think, you know, that a lot of people are running on this fear factor, and I got a little pissed off at the fact that this co-host, I forget the Fox co-host that stated it, but he made a statement saying that he hopes the Democrats win the House, the Senate, and the presidency because he's so scared that there's going to be blood in the streets and he's going to be targeted. I'm thinking to myself, are you fucking kidding me? Dude,
there's
already
gonna be blood
rioting in the streets.
Mm-hmm. But there's going to be blood in the streets either way. It doesn't matter.
Either way, there's
out.
A war. Yeah, either way, there's a war, okay? And the reason there's going to be a war is, one, everybody knows Biden, he's a puppet. That's all he is, okay? The puppeteer, he's a puppeteer. Well, basically, he's the puppet, the person pulling the strings. I'm telling you, all of it leads, all of it. Look at it and think about this. You got George Soros, okay? You got Bill Gates. Follow the money. Follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
All these elitists are backing them up. And everybody, you know, they get upset when you bring something up.
Not
they call
just Soros,
people like
Bloomberg.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
not
Bloomberg
just Soros,
also.
But Bloomberg, you know, which he's under investigation. Look at where all this voter fraud is actually being caught right this minute as we speak. I mean, they're going on right and left.
But what's being done? That's the thing. I want to know who's going to jail.
Well, check this out. We caught it today right here in New Mexico that they were changing voter information. Hearing like they
oh, well, they're doing
time.
That here. Yeah, they're doing
you
that
know,
in North Carolina. They're changing Democrats. Well, they're
so
changing Republicans
we're learning
to Democrats.
Everybody. I checked mine. They haven't tampered with mine yet. But, you know, Trump's coming out here in New Mexico in 10 days, and the governor's upset. I mean, she is freaking out because she's afraid that he's going to get the Latino votes. And that's going to flip the state red. Well, yeah, that's exactly what we want to do. And this is going on. All these blue states are going to, I'm telling you, I've been telling you for months, these blue states are going to flip red like they never have before. And they're nervous, and they know it.
We yeah, but see, North Carolina is purple. I think
right.
North Carolina, there's a possibility
well,
North Carolina will flip blue.
Right, I'm worried about Texas. I'm worried about Texas flipping blue. But, you know, but the thing is, they're worried because we can take the House and the Senate in D.C. That can be done very quickly. With these new runners that we got running for Congress and all that right now, I see it. What about you, Flycatch? Well, we got chatters in the chat room, so I'm going to ask Flycatch what he thinks about that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, but, I mean, the panic is there. I mean, if they're panicking, they know they're going to lose.
So what's going on with Hunter Biden? Why hasn't he been locked up? Why hasn't any charges been brought against him? Why hasn't Ray been, you know, held accountable for his actions? Why is this continuous bullshit going on against General Flynn? General Flynn, honestly, he was their insurance policy. Well, guess what? That blew up in their face because guess what? All these charges, now he can sue. He's going to sue, and I'll tell you, he is going to sue the shit out of these people. Look at Cardi B. Cardi B's getting sued. I hope the hell she gets sued to no end. But, I mean, the fact remains, people are saying they're awake. But I don't believe, honestly, what I see, and, I mean, this is just from looking around me, okay? Here I am in the South. I'm in the South now.
Well, here's what
I'm seeing a lot of his stupid people.
Well, here's what Flycatch wrote. He actually hosts his own radio show, and I'll drop in on him some time to listen. But this is what he said, and I have to agree with him. I think you guys will, too. And he said, China is pulling the strings. They are funding the organizations called the Chinese Progressive Association. The group is headquartered in San Francisco and behind the funding of BLM, which we already kind of knew that. And he said he's finding it troubling that we know so much, but yet nothing happens. You know, we know China is funding BLM and TFA. We knew that already. You know, but like you said, and he says, nothing is being done, you know.
It's frustrating. That's what's frustrating for me. It's very frustrating because CCP is involved deep. And the reason I'm telling you they're involved deep, okay, I did not spend so much time in the military. And
well,
I have never in my career seen the military come to a halt the way it's been coming to.
Oh,
and if
you
could see what's in the military, what's lately serving in the military, trust me, they are not patriots. I don't care what anyone says. There are a lot that are not patriots. And that is a very scary thing to me because I'm
like
do I really want
And like you, that could be confirmed because I've talked to some high ups, as you have too, and they, you know, and Russell and I and Virgil, we talked all about this, about how much the military's changed and, you know, the pussyfying, and I'll put it in that word, they're pussyfying the military today. I mean, these guys that they're training and everything, I mean, my gosh, I mean, wow.
Oh, they can't hit the side of a barn door. I'm going to tell you right now, when they're out there on the range, they can't. They honestly can't. I spoke with one of the owners of a range, and she even said her husband, he's a retired vet, and all he does is shake his head. He's like, my God. And the thing is, though, think about it. This is what they want. Here we say we want to build our military. We want it stronger. But yet they're allowing people in the military who actually are mentally unstable. Then you say you want your children to have a great education. How can your children have a great education when the education system is an indoctrination camp teaching your children all this nonsense, and that's why you have half of these lame-ass kids out there? I mean, Jesus Christ, I mean, you look down, if you can't tell the difference between your whether it's a penis or a vagina, sweetheart, that's a mental condition. We got a problem here. And then they want to push this transgenderism on people. And then, you know, I mean, I get it. Kids go through phases. Trust me, I went through phases. But my phases weren't, you know, dyeing my hair red, white, and blue and looking like the fucking, I don't know, whatever, the rainbow flag. Or, you know, putting holes all through my face and everything. But these kids today are not being educated. They're being indoctrinated. And they are actually, they're being programmed to believe that capitalism is a bad thing. Who does that? China does that. Russia does that. North Korea does that. Venezuela now does that. Venezuela was, like I told you before, wealthy, very, very wealthy country. Now it is total destruction. And then you got the Boricua, Puerto Ricanos that came from Puerto Rico over to Florida. All right. They are being persuaded. Okay. I think Florida is a big stomping ground for Trump. I do. I think a lot of the Latino community has, you know, they see what's going on. I think he has the Latino vote in the Florida. I think, honestly,
him up here, too.
I think he has the black vote.
Not only that, but he's got 46% of the black votes, but it's higher than that, I think. But I'm going to try to get Flycatch to call in. But he was, you know, he was just telling me, too, that, you know, wait till we find out that Hillary Clinton sold China all the technology to develop and field a hypersonic cruise missile.
Oh, that was done years ago. You didn't know that? That was done years ago.
No, Hillary Clinton did that. Yeah,
China got their hands on a lot of our technology from one of our subs. They actually got a hold of that technology. That's a proven fact. They have they have Chinese operatives here now. I mean, they have been for a while.
Well, that's why Trump went after that. That's why the feds and everything went after that China. I think, was it up in Texas? It was Texas or somewhere where they shut down that China, that Chinese organization down up in there, shut them down because of all the shit that was going on. But, you know, if you remember several years ago, me and Russell and Diana Beth, we exposed everything that had to do with Uranium One, with Russia and China connection, with all the mining rights that was going on here after LaRoy's death. You know, we connected all that, and Jeanette Finnegan confirmed all that because she hired a private investigator not long ago that proved our findings.
Honestly, I do not believe we need a Chinese consulate here. I just don't. I know that sounds awful, but
China is definitely involved. China is definitely involved. I mean,
they want to be the superpower. They want to be the superpower. That's the bottom line. And the thing is, let me tell you what, we are not the only ones that see China as a threat. There are other countries that see China as a threat as well. And they're catching on to this. China wants to be the superpower, so they are going to do whatever they can to stand in the way of things.
Well, that's why we have this COVID, so-called COVID-19 going on right now. That's what China is involved in all this. It's like Russell said, huh, Russell? It's an ops operation. That's all it is.
Well, it's all a psyops operation. This is going to go down as the biggest psychological operation in history. And, I mean, and Russell, of all people, knows that. I mean, that's why we have psyops in the military. We're using psyops against our own people. But the problem is, this is where they have really dropped the ball. And they have. The Democratic Party knows they dropped the ball. They did not expect digital warriors. They did not expect people who have backgrounds in the dark web and everything to start digging up all this information on them. You know, it's funny how we don't hear. It's like a story pops up, but then something else comes into play, and that story goes away. It's, you know, moving the goalposts. That's all they're doing. You know, I mean, like Epstein. We haven't heard anything more about Epstein. Maxine Guzman, whatever.
Go ahead, Russell. Let me give you
a little proof of this. Back during the Cold War, before the wall came down, it was a very busy place. Anyway, that was some of my most favorite shit in my life. But anyway, I'm getting off topic here. Information was picked up about Russian experiments that had been run, psychological warfare experiments. And if you feed people enough bullshit fear that's believable for 2 months, you can brainwash a whole populace.
And oh, yeah.
After the fact, let me finish. And after the fact, you can bring out the facts and prove that it was bullshit, like it's happened with these new CDC numbers came out with the actual COVID deaths for like 12,000, and people will not believe it, and they will ignore it and continue to believe the propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they're already been programmed. It's very easy to program someone. The problem is deprogramming them.
Right.
Deprogramming them is a longer process. I mean, taking into consideration, I mean, think about it. Okay, we have individuals, we have veterans to this day suffering from PTSD. Okay, those individuals, they have triggers. They're constantly going to have triggers. So trying to deprogram them is very difficult to do. So what do they want to do? They want to just medicate. All right,
yep.
Perfect example. Look at the gentleman that got charged. And he owned his own bar and restaurant and everything. He was a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He did not murder anyone. It was self-defense. But then the community pressured the AG, okay? Well, and he turned around, and a grand jury found this man guilty. What did he do? He turned around and took his life. Took his own life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't find him guilty. They charged him. Grand juries don't convict. But you're right. Bullshit, Soros, election bot, Democrat, left-wing prosecuting attorney, DA, went to the grand jury, and if you can indict a ham sandwich or anything, okay? In a grand jury, there's no defense or nothing, the DA just goes up there. So, anyway, they came out there and filed charges against this guy, and yes. It triggered him, and he took his own life. And that DA should be charged with homicide, as far as I'm concerned.
See, that's where I stand. I feel they should be charged with homicide. They knew he was a veteran.
But they're not going to do shit. Yeah, the thing is,
no,
they're not doing shit anyway.
They're not doing shit anyway. That's why I said it's going to take. This is going to be a bloody war, and people need to prepare for it. They think it's not, but I'm telling you, it's going to be a bloody war. The Democrats are the ones who have incited all of this violence. They caused it. They created it. So, you know, I'm sorry, but I do not see – now, this is just my personal opinion, and Gunny, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I do not see patriots standing down, guys. I don't see it. They know they're looking around, looking at what has been done thus far, and now all the real numbers are coming out about all this COVID and everything. They have destroyed people's livelihoods. People have lost their homes. People have lost their marriages. People have lost their lives.
Hey, you're sitting here looking at a prime example of it, okay? I'm fixing to be another homeless vet. Since March, you know, the 2 weeks, shut down 2 weeks, you know, bus curve and stuff. Since March, I've gone 9 weeks with no work, and the rest of the time has been 16 to 24 hours a week. For 6 fucking months. Alright? I have literally been destroyed by this COVID-19 or as I like to call them, flu cows, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's had a very real effect. I had three brothers, three close brothers of mine, I guess it's a week and a half ago now. Three of them took their lives in 5 days. They had nothing left to fight with, you know. Their jobs, their businesses, their lives have been crushed, and there was no way out because of flu cowards and CCP-owned governors like this piece of shit we have in Texas here, Greg Abbott, that should be drug out in the public and hung under the Texas Constitution for sedition against the people of Texas. I'm telling you, it's fucked up out there.
It's bad.
Yeah,
it is bad. And I was telling somebody the other day, the thing is, this is how I look at things. And people may not agree with me. And so be it. You know, I can agree to disagree. But I believe in the barter system. I believe if you have the ability to be able to help someone who is, you know, falling on hard times, then that's exactly what you do. Because that shows true brother. You know, as far as I'm concerned, that's true family. Okay, that's true brotherhood. That's true sisterhood. And my thing is, I don't turn a blind eye. If I, you know, if I can help somebody, I help them. I did not even know, you know, like I said, told you guys before, I had no idea it was a fine. I didn't know you can be fined $500 in North Carolina for helping some, for giving them money. I didn't know that. I had no idea until somebody said, you can't do that. I went to help someone.
Same bullshit here in Texas. Same thing. If you fucking have a cop that hasn't had a heart on that morning, and you go into Chick-fil-A or Whataburger or whatever to get you some breakfast, and you see a guy out there on the street, if you buy him a meal and take it out there to him, you can be fined. It's a homeless area and hang it out. Not on, hand it out. Not only can you be fined in Texas, you can be arrested.
Same thing here in New Mexico.
Well, okay. Yep. You know what? I don't know who's listening on this radio station, but I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't give a flying fuck about any law in regards to me helping someone who is in need. As long as God provides me the means in doing so, I will continue to do so. If that means me serving 30 days in jail, 60 days in jail, 120 days in jail, up to 6 months in jail, whatever, then so be it. Because at least I'll know in my heart that I did the right thing. And that's all that matters to me, because I don't answer to no man. I answer to one person, and that's God himself. And I am not going for a second. Trust me, guys, you know what I've been through, okay? My baby girl's birthday was September 16th. I could not even bring myself to go up to the mausoleum. I couldn't do it because half my family's in there, you know? I got the holidays coming up. Do I look forward to them? I have a hard time, all right? But the fact remains, I'm not going to stop helping people. I'm not going to see people I love and care about put out on the streets. I won't do it. I won't do it. I'm not going to do it. And when I found that out, I'm like, you know what? So be it. So be it. If you're that fucking heartless that you aren't going to allow somebody to help somebody else, then you know what? That shit's on you, because guess what? You're the one who's got to wake up every morning and look in the mirror. Me, I got a man in my home, and I kid you not, I took this man off the street. I took him off the street about, it's been 4.5 years now, okay? And, you know, he's an alcoholic. He is. Severe alcoholic. Totally deaf. 45 years of age. And I was going out on the streets before I lost my baby girl, helping as many people as I could, okay? But this gentleman, I kept him because he had no one, nothing, nobody, okay? And believe me, he has tripped and he has fallen and he has relapsed. But now I got him down here in North Carolina, so he don't have no friends down here. He don't know which way to go, so that's a good thing. But I'll tell you what, I would not let nobody stand in the way of helping him. I help him. I do what I can for him. I just got, he's got insurance here. I mean, he's getting, what is it? Social Security disability now. And, you know, I have a 4-bedroom house. So it's like, I don't get it, guys. What why, and please enlighten me, because for the love of God, I am trying to wrap my head around how we have become so heartless. I never imagined Texas being the way it is, honestly. Austin, mm-hmm. Texas?
Oh, California
Christ, man.
Is just as worse.
California
is way
Satan,
worse.
That's Satan's mm-hmm. playground there. California's done. Mm-hmm. You can forget it. That's drug alley. And I've been, let me tell you mm-hmm. what, I have gone through tent cities before. Let me tell you, it's horrifying, okay? It is horrifying. Mm-hmm. When you walk into a Bando's, I've gone into a Bando's, and this is to look for a certain kid because, you know, somebody's like, well, I think he's dead. Will you please? Because they know I'm going to be that crazy-ass person that's going to walk into the Bando's looking for an addict. And believe me, I've seen people over in a corner, and I'm like, you know, I can tell if you're dead or if you're not dead. You know, you're nodding out, whatever. Most mm-hmm. people won't do that, but I will do that. You know that, William. You know, mm-hmm. you know the mm-hmm. things I'll do. And the thing, mm-hmm. and Gunny, believe me, you are not going to be no homeless vet. Fuck that. That ain't happening. Not on my watch.
Right.
So,
and, you know, and here's the thing is that the government wants it that way because they want them to think you're going to be dependent on them. The government don't give a shit about these people.
Oh, they want us dead, okay? They want us dead. They want us dead. They want us veterans to take our mm-hmm. lives. They want to, you know, they want us out on the streets to the point of no return to where we're out mm-hmm. there graveling and everything else. Well, hey, mm-hmm. you know, here's a shocker for you people. As long as there's fucking animals around and there's woods and everything, I'm going to be just fine because I can shoot a bow and arrow just
right.
as I can shoot anything else, and I can gut it just as quick.
And I'm going to add, if you and Russell remember last year, I tried to get a program started for the homeless out here, and I had somebody from California. We were going to buy some land. Okay, it was worth over $500,000. So she was getting all the donations, you know, for it and everything. Well, the governor up here shot the plant idea down. We were going to build some mini homes out in the middle of nowhere that wasn't going to bother anybody to help get these people off the streets and
that's not ever going to happen. Because Carmelita hit the nail on the head. You see?
Yep.
And this is why exactly what Carmelita said is why we've hit the apex of no return. All right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're seeing all the fraud everywhere and stuff like that. Harris, who will be president 90 days after the election if they're allowed to steal it, has already said, we won't forget you people. We're coming for you. And you're going to mm-hmm. see the attempt, and I'm going to say attempt, to do just like Stalin and everybody else did. Patriots, the Christians, veterans, and they consider us to be a major threat too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're
they
on
want
their list,
broke.
Russell.
They want
I guarantee
broke.
You we're
they,
on their
let
list.
Let me finish, please.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be loaded up and taken to the FEMA re-education centers, never to be seen again.
Yep.
Well, this
exactly.
is my take on that subject. There's too many of us. There's way, way too many of us.
Well,
and believe me, the people have been training and everything else, and they're going to, you do not think they're not going to take a hit on their side of the house. They're going to take a huge hit on their side of the house. And I got news for you. Yes, I am a veteran. Yes, I was proud to serve my country. I was, and I am still proud to serve my country. But the fact remains, if any active duty military member were to turn their weapon on me, I will not. If without hesitation, I would not hesitate to defend myself
mm-hmm.
in a heartbeat.
Exactly.
I would.
And that's what I'm saying. That's how we've gotten to this apex that we are now. And
mm-hmm.
people, a lot smarter than myself, I've been saying this is coming for decades. We've been pointing it out directly for the last 3.5 years. But nobody is going to accept results of this election with all the
mm-hmm. no one
that
that's the truth
going
exactly.
on.
Mm-hmm.
And if
mm-hmm.
the Either way it goes, all right, there's going to be rioting in the streets. People are going to stand up against that. The first thing the Democrats are going to do is call the UN in. I'd be willing to say what's in the military right now, probably 60% will follow illegal orders. And the way this is going to start, they're going to control the cities. And we're going to control the rural areas, the roads, and all that kind of stuff. And I believe people will fight for the debt to the death.
Well, it's going to be not
to live under those conditions. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a bloody mess.
I don't think there's going to be a White House, guys. I don't think there's going to be a White House. I think it's going to be, quite honestly, I think the White House will be done. It'll be torn apart. I'm telling you, I do not think, and I kid you not, I do not believe any, don't have an inkling of what they've created. They can't control it now. They can't control it. They can call in the UN.
Like we said on this show many times, and Russell could back this up. I said this a couple months ago, you know, they are going to try and take us down with them. If the Democrats don't win, they're taking the entire country down.
Well, good fucking luck. Good fucking luck. Because I'll tell you right now, I see a lot of angry people out there. Let me tell you what. I do not think people are not preparing for this. They're not preparing for this shit. I met a homeless guy. His name is Roy. He's an alcoholic. He is. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I don't know what it is. I get drawn to people wherever I go. And this man chose, okay, guys, he chose to live on the streets. He's in a tent, right? So we get to talk, and I sit there. I'm shooting the shit with him and everything else. He goes, hey, I want to take you out to see my land. Now, me, okay, of course, I'm like, all right, he's got to be bullshitting me, because if he had land, why wouldn't he be out on the land, okay? Now, that was, you know, I mean, I analyze everything, all right? So, you know, I get to talking to him and everything else. His dad served in Vietnam, yada, 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 yada. And then, you know, I've been talking to him since, and I chuck on him, and he goes, hey, let's go out to my land. You pick out what you want, and seriously, just set up whatever you want out here. I do not care.
I remember you telling me that. Yep.
Yeah, he says, I have 35 acres. Damn if he didn't. Here's a man I barely know. I said, okay, fine, let's get in the truck. He drives me all the way out. I'm talking all the way out in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, too, guys. And it's called Hope County, way out there, right? And he gets out, and he says, pull up on this side of the road, and I'm looking all around because I need to know, you know, if I got to take your ass down, I need to know which direction I'm going in. So sure enough, you know, we walk up. It's his property, and he has a, a small house sitting on the property. He has a busted up, looks like, RV sitting on the property and all this damn land. And I asked him, I said, dude, why aren't you staying on your property? He says, well, since my old lady was murdered, he says, I can't be alone in my own thoughts. He says, because I feel like I'm losing my fucking mind. That is exactly what he told me. I saw him today, and I was like, well, he's got to be on. I know he's near the deep end. I really do, because he will not go to the damn doctors. He ended up pulling another tooth out. He's saving them in a fucking medicine bottle and all that. But it's like, he's got 35 acres. And I'm like, you know what? I might just take him up on it and just buy the 35 acres. And then that, since it's all the way out in the middle of the woods nowhere, what the hell? I mean, you know, and I can take people that, you know, I mean, what's wrong with starting my own tent city? Who can stop me?
Oh, right. Right.
Well, I mean, you know, nobody can stop me. Yeah, 35 acres. There's a lot of food on the land. And by the way, it backs up into a stream, a really big stream. So I got fresh water, livestock, deer, everything. What do you think, Russell?
What do you think, 35
acres?
Yeah, and I'm just kind of geographically looking at everything that's going on and stuff like that. And The first sign of the Civil War or conflict or Second American Revolution, whatever you choose to call it, it's going to be much different than the first one, because at the first sign of any kind of trouble, I'm thinking we're going to have all kinds of buddies crawling up over through the southern border, China, which has got a hold on Venezuela. I think we're going to have a lot of trouble coming there. Of course, our refineries here in Texas are a big strategic point. And, of course, if you want to completely shut the country down, what is the first thing you do is destroy the refineries.
Right.
So anyway, I've been looking around. I've been looking around geographically and stuff like that, and trying to say, okay, where's going to be the best place to be able to mount? Because what I really hate, too many people are absolutely mindset on going full defense.
Yes, you need
to have a strong well-defended base of operations. You need to have that. But at the same time, if you're going to sit there and wait for them to roll up on you with MRAPs and Apaches, you're all going to die sitting around the fire singing Kumbaya fucking ya.
So right.
You know,
that's why you should have small teams. That's why you should have small teams.
I mean, you should have
your small teams, groups of five or groups of six. Just have small teams going in, and you have your team set up, and you have them all broken down. You've got your infantry. You've got your medical. Have an SOP in place. Have the individuals. I mean, you're going to keep your medical in the back anyway. Have one medic go out with that team. I mean, you're always going to have a medic. You got to have a medic with your group no matter what, okay, because you're going to take on fire, take a fire and so forth. But, I mean, you got to have people, and that's why I said it's got to be a certain mindset. And I tell people this all the time. These militias out here, okay, I got it. You're militias. Okay, big fucking deal. But the problem is y'all are too busy trying to see. You want to be the head of this and the head of that. Motherfucker, just sit down. Tell me what you got to bring to the table. We're one team, one fight, because if we argue over this nonsense, we're all going to die. Bottom line, we're all going to die.
And Carmelita is 100% correct on that. You have to have your base of operations. You have to be able to keep that base operation secure, and you're going to have to send out teams, as you were saying, and stuff like that, for two things. One is to raid, and the other is to strike fear in those coming in your direction. I mean, the type of fear that makes them tremble when they're given orders to roll that way.
Right.
And
right.
I've got the boys absolutely to do that. You know, but like Carmelita was saying, people can't get this mindset through there. Right? I mean, to safely. Okay, let's take that 35 acres Carmelita was talking about. Okay, to be able to set up there, run that as a base of operation, your comm, your field medical hospital, and keeping that secured alone, and your medical personnel. And don't forget now, you've got to have, in this situation, you're going to have your growers, people who know how to plant and grow stuff. And that's definitely not me. I can kill a fucking cactus.
Well, I got that knowledge. Also, I got medical knowledge, too. Let me finish.
So, just your base operation, security, and that kind of stuff, you're probably talking about a minimum to keep 35 acres secured. And that's people rotating towers and stuff like that. You're probably talking 25, 30 people, all right? And you're gonna want to have at least four or five combat teams, greater teams, whatever you want to call it, stuff like that. And you can probably get away with four-man teams. I prefer a five-man team, but four or five mm-hmm. man team and a medic on that team. So that's six
mm-hmm.
people. So
yep.
to confidently run and keep secure and keep your operation going.
Yep.
No, you're gonna have to have friggin' 50 people minimum.
Mm-hmm.
All
right? And a lot
and
of food.
Trust me, guys.
Yeah.
I've been planning this for the last 3 years. I have been planning
right.
this shit. My family,
well,
were, they thought
Clyde?
I lost my mind.
Can I read back what Clyde wrote?
But like I said, it's just, well, you say lots and lots of food. Yeah, you're going to have some food and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the very worst, you're going to have to be able to feed your operation for a year. And that's
yep.
with and that's with your Raider team going out and stuff like that.
Yeah, you got to set up communication.
After that, you should have a spring fall garden,
mm-hmm.
whatever's there to hunt, we will hunt. I mean, here in Texas, we have an endless supply of hogs.
Mm-hmm. right. Well, can I read back what Fly wrote back earlier and everything? And, you know, it's, and he's spot on this, too. He said the focus should be not only on the presidential level, but both in the House and Senate, and we need to control branches of the government. He said there's no way an armed insurrection will defeat the federal government. And, you know, and that's, you know, and I have to agree with that on that level, but...
Wait, whoa. Backtrack. Who is this?
Wait a minute. What won't beat the federal government? Who won't beat the federal government?
And Flycatch, can you clarify? You know, who will not defeat the federal government? Oh, the extension will defeat the federal government. There we go. So
yeah.
But you know, but we also got to remember too, communications and stuff like that. But you know, what did we learn from this pandemic when it first started? People panicked.
Yeah, but the thing is, people were prepared. People like Russell and us have prepared.
Right.
I mean, we prepared for this.
That's no profound.
Yeah, we stood back laughing at everybody.
Like that's nothing profound. That's one of the fucking first things anybody who studied any kind of history of conflicts and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. That's the
mm-hmm.
first thing. And basically what's going to happen is when it erupts, you're going to have about the first day or so, people are going to be shocked. They're going to be, what the fuck? The second
mm-hmm.
day... everything disappearing off the shelf. The third day, everything's gone except for the vegan shit, and it'll
yep.
sit there till it rots. But and then you have massive panic, and these people. Now I think they're gonna come in and declare martial law and all that kind of stuff, but
mm-hmm.
They won't even have the manpower to control the major city. So you're literally going to have hundreds
well,
of
we're
thousands.
Saying that now.
We're mm-hmm. literally going to have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people trying to get out of the city, and they're going to
mm-hmm.
be headed to the rural area. And
mm-hmm.
like Carmelita was saying, these little... friggin' militias, 5-10 people who think they're Rambo and they should be general of all North American operations and shit like that. They're not gonna last 30 fucking seconds. Carmelita, I've seen it happen. I know Carmelita has seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers will overwhelm you. I don't give a fuck how good you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Am I wrong?
Well, wait, we're seeing it now, Russell. I mean, look at these cities where Antifa and BLM, the cops and stuff couldn't even control that. That's why it's
well,
all
tell
out
you
of
what,
control
they would
right
be
now.
Amazed,
you know,
though, but you would be amazed.
To control that. They were told to
mm-hmm.
stand down.
Mm-hmm.
But you would be amazed,
mm-hmm.
guys, at how quick one team can go in. And see, this is what people don't realize. You have a lot of individuals trained out there. And they've been training other groups as well. Not large groups, small groups,
right.
small groups.
Right.
But the fact remains, you can take a team of six. And if they're good,
mm-hmm.
very good, and you've done
mm-hmm.
your recon, okay, and say you got your team of six. Of course, you got your medic. You want to keep your medic by always, you know. And everybody
mm-hmm.
on the team, as far as I'm concerned, I don't believe in one deep, two deep. I believe in three deep. If you know,
mm-hmm.
if you could do IVs, then that guy over there should know how to do IVs. And then that guy over
right.
there should know how to do IVs. And, you know, mm-hmm. you need to know how to do a tourniquet. You need
mm-hmm.
to know how to do CPR. Everybody should be trained in that specialty
mm-hmm.
because you never know
the
when the next guy is going to get hit.
Here's the thing, Carmelita. I'm well equipped with all that right now. I'm stocked. I mean, I've got heart monitors, I got all kinds of things ready for that, and I'm knowledgeable
right,
in that area.
Joseph, but that's not the point Carmelita was making. What Carmelita
mm-hmm.
was talking about was the circle. Everybody,
yeah.
And she was talking team, but that goes not only for team, but your logistical personnel, your security
mm-hmm.
personnel, your growers and all that. That's certain.
Mm-hmm.
Your corpsman or medic, whatever you want to call them, if they're not out on patrol, they should be taking a part of the people every day they're there and teaching them.
And training.
This is how you
yeah.
do an IV.
See, that's why
yep.
because
in.
You know what? You can be the biggest, baddest motherfucking doctor
mm-hmm.
in the world and have 9,000 pieces of equipment. But if Shaquille gets off a lucky shot and you get drafted, you haven't taught anybody anything. All that shit laying there ain't worth nothing.
Right, right. And that's what I was trying
that's
to say.
That's why
you've got to
have cross training.
You've got to
always have cross training. You,
right.
you know, and that's
I,
something you've got to share. If you bring that
right,
to the table,
that,
William, then you've got
to
train the people.
What I was trying to say is I could share the knowledge that I know. I could teach you CPR. I could teach you how to use the monitors and stuff, which I do have. And I could teach you the right way to apply pressures, you know.
But see, people need to know how to make glucose. You need to know how to make glucose. You need to know how to stop a bleed. You need to know how to clamp off an artery. You need to know what artery and so forth. And that's just to keep the person alive.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, see, that's just to keep a person alive for a certain period of time because you got to remember something. Do you
yeah.
seriously
mm-hmm.
think when this shit goes down, the hospitals are going to be opened up to everybody? Fuck no.
Nope.
Okay, they're going to be IDing people and everything
yeah.
else. They're going to do everything they can. They're going to look people up by voter registration. They're going to look people up
mm-hmm.
by this. They're going to look up me. I'm down as unaffiliated. How the fuck I got
yep.
there, I do not know because I was Republican, but now I'm unaffiliated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all right with that because guess what? You don't know shit about me in no way. All you know is I'm a veteran.
Right.
So either way, I'm a target because that's what they're going to come after. They're going to target the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And when
mm-hmm.
we've already been targeted. We've been targeted
mm-hmm.
by the government since day one. Even when we give 30 years to the military or whatever, shit. When we
mm-hmm.
get out, we get treated like nothing, no how. That's the bottom line.
Right.
That's the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
And people don't want to hear that
oh,
shit.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, the UN is not going to be able to whoop our ass. There's too many of us. And from what
I've seen,
North Carolina alone.
Well, my point was, I'm not worried about the UN. As far as I'm concerned is they're bringing us guns and ammo and MRAP. But they're what I was trying to say is they're the forces that are going to be used to control the city or attempt
mm-hmm.
to control the city. And I guarantee you, China will be going to roll right up in here.
Yeah.
And China is not the world's worst military either. So, but
mm-hmm.
like I said, they will not be able to do nothing in the rural areas
mm-hmm.
because, as the Japanese said, there'll be a rifle behind every blade of grass, and those guys won't be able to stop taking piss without catching a round from
mm-hmm.
somewhere. You know,
well, I think it's going to be the same way in the city from what I see right here. I mean, think about it. I'm right next to Dan Bragg, right next to Bragg.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I'm next to Bragg, I could probably go outside, you know, and take a shit and
right.
probably get a whiff. So, I mean, my thing is, and I was up front. I tell people all the time, I said, look, you know, I love you, brother. I love you. I love you guys to death, you know. I mean, you're my battles and everything. You turn your weapon on me, I swear to God, I shoot you in a goddamn heartbeat. I wouldn't even think. And see, that's another thing. You've got to have that mindset. You've got to have that mindset where you don't think. You do not think. You do not hesitate. You hesitate, you die. That's your. Mm-hmm. That's the mindset that a lot of people have to realize, because we're up against. We are up against some evil motherfuckers. Okay.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but you know, there was a time here that we were being sent into countries to get rid of these dictators, and here we are facing dictators on our own soil.
And we warned them. We said it was here, Carmelita, but nobody believed us. But here we are.
Oh,
me and
we're
Russell's
conspiracy
been saying that for years. Me and Russell
said
that
5 years
ago.
We're the crazy people. But we're the crazy people, remember?
I've got two thoughts on that. One is I will not hesitate to shoot. Two, there will be no rules of engagement on America.
Oh, hell no. I ain't got no rules of engagement.
And three, in this case, collateral damage is not a bad thing.
Yep.
Yep.
You drop a gun, I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
I always can use a new gun.
No,
let me tell you what.
I mean, I like to be fair. I like to be fair and stuff like that, and I will share to a certain extent. I will share some of the scalps with you guys, but the ears are fucking mine. Keep your dick beaters off of them.
Right.
Well, you know what? It's kind of funny because my husband was a Cav Scout for, I think, ten years before he went on to a higher side of something. But I'll tell you what, if there's anybody I want on my team, definitely I want him on my team, because, I mean, I'm not a bad shot. For a chick, I'm not a bad shot. I can keep my shots in the center of a dime. But, I mean, he's pretty good. Me, I'm that type of chick. I'm that type of chick. You put me in a tree line. Just put me in a tree line. I got your six. I got you. You put me in a tree line, I'm good. You won't even know I'm there. I promise.
Right.
Because I see what's happening. I see what's coming. And I'll be honest with you. It's I'm not angry about it. I'm not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I'm just like, okay, if it's going to happen, let's get this ball rolling. Let's stop fucking around. Let's not sit around with our thumbs up our ass waiting for them to come for us. Because we will know.
Something I want to add to that, man. And it's a proven fact, and I've seen it all over the place. And, this is gonna bust some guys' balls and stuff like that. But women, physically speaking, have always had, I mean, it's inherent, genetic, whatever you want to call it. Women have a steadier hand than men. I've seen it in all aspects of life, okay? Now, let me finish. I've got a trooper. I doubt if she's 5 foot tall. Absolutely drop dead gorgeous. And she will drop you for 400 or 500 yards without batting an eye. And her main function in life, it's her, a dog, and one security guy, and she is Overwatch. And I tell you what, if I know she's sitting up there, shit, let's just fucking roll, man, because I don't worry about anything.
Right. So, well, guys, it's that time and everything. And, hey, you guys tune in tomorrow. I'm going to have Josie Cruz on the show. She's going to be our first-time guest. She's running for a seat up in Atlanta, Georgia, and everything. So we'll have fun with her. And then Thursday, I'm having Jeanette Finnicum on the show. So and everything, you know, she's a big family on the show and everything. And stuff. So we're going to talk with her Thursday night and stuff. So y'all tune in then. But you know, I think in October, we're not even halfway through September, but I think October is when the real shit's going to come down. What do you guys think?
I think it's going to happen the second week of October. I don't know. My thing is, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm getting ready to get me some. Well, Or I got some stuff that's being ordered, so. But I'm good. I can hold down. And the thing is, people are going to panic. Remember that people are going to panic. The first thing you want to do, rule of thumb, do not panic. Because when you get in your vehicle, you might as well forget it. You're sitting fucking duck. Dig in. Dig in as long as you can.
I can put, I can put everything. I can put my shit well organized. I can drop the back seats in my Jeep, put my dogs back there, and everything I need. I can roll whatever direction I need to roll in. I'm not the least bit concerned about these fuckers, because I haven't seen any. Let me tell you, man, in San Antonio, sitting there at the Alamo and all that kind of stuff, we were face to face with these fuckers, and their LT said, I was there, like, I ain't gonna call his name. Like, hey, LT, man, watch my gear. He said, what, man? I dropped my fucking, I dropped my carrier, set my primary down, pulled a black hoodie out of my fucking pack, and fucking tucked my nine behind my back and a couple of mags. I said, I'm gonna go do a little recon, man. And I fucking hopped out of there, slugged around in there. And I was just all off in the middle of those motherfuckers watching how they let each other know when the car, you know, doing a soft recon, man. And the whole time I was there, man, I was thinking, damn, I wish I would have brought a couple more mags. I could stack these motherfuckers for a while.
Stupid. I'm telling you right now, they're so stupid. They are the dumbest little fucks ever. I'll tell you what, if shit hits the fan, you know, Gunny's talking about MRAPs and everything. Hey, the motor pool is not fucking far from me. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
So give me one real quick. I'll grab me a 5-ton.
And as y'all know, Virgil's in the hospital, was in the hospital and everything, and he actually was let out today, and he was on his way home and stuff. So we want to wish Virgil, healthy and safe drive back to the house and stuff. And
he's not driving, is he?
I don't think so. I think Susan went up to go get him. But he, he's had some heart issues and stuff. So, but we want to wish Virgil well and everything. So he might not be on the show for a while. But you know, keep him in your thoughts and your prayers and.
I think
and
he'll
everything.
Be back quicker than what y'all think, man. He's gonna You know as well as
he's a tough bird. He's a fucking Marine. Marines are never down for long.
That's what I was telling Trish this morning.
You know how jarheads are.
Yeah, them Marines, they get knocked down, they get right back up. They could be bleeding, they're still getting back up. Stick a tampon in it, and they're good.
And that's Virgil. And that's Virgil. So anyway, Virgil, we love you.
No, I love him. I love him to death. I got on him. I said, you still smoking? He says, yes, I am. I said, oh, you some bitch.
Well, you know,
he don't need to be smoking.
We all know Virgil ain't gonna be able to sit at the house too long and keep his mouth shut. He's gonna have to get back on here. So, you know I love you, Simplify, man. We're from the same cult. I love you, man. Get your ass. You know what? Get well. Get off your gold bricking ass and get back on the radio.
right. So anyway, we'll be back here tomorrow night, so tune in for our special guest, Miss Josie Cruz. She's another Venezuelan and everything, and you guys are going to love her. Carmelita, you'll love her to death. I know you two will get along. But anyhow, you guys, we'll see you all tomorrow night. Hey, Russell, do you think Joe Biden's going to show up tomorrow?
Nope.
Hey, what do you want to bet, Gunny? I bet you don't show. What do you want to bet?
Okay, I don't think he's going to be able to back out of it because it's got this close. So I'm going to say, how about a bottle of TX? That's $40.
Done.
It's good whiskey.
You know my bet. You know my bit, Carmelita.
Yours is a chicken fried dinner.
You got it.
Okay, so, chicken fried dinner.
We'll see what goes on tomorrow. All right, you guys.
I bet you emergency. Watch first thing tomorrow. I'm a win.
We'll see. All right, you guys.
All right.
Good night.
All right.
We'll see you all tomorrow.
Dinner.
All right.
Good night, America.
Good night, America.
Everyone.